Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today we will be joined by e-commerce expert Rytus Loris. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, brand journalists, and Intrepid Direct. Intrepid Direct is able to bundle all required coverages, including property, liability, hired and non-owned auto, owned auto, work comp, umbrella, EPL into one monthly payment. Intrepid is a direct provider with A-plus rated coverage no agent or broker can access. Intrepid's licensed franchise experts will review your quote and provide excellent service. You'll save 20% by cutting out the middleman. See why thousands of franchise locations have switched to Intrepid Direct. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek. Rytus Loris joins us now. He's the co-founder and CEO of Omnisend, a London-based e-commerce marketing platform. Welcome, Rytus.
Hey, Jack. Nice to be here with you. Thanks for inviting.
And you're not in London right now. You're actually in Lithuania. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. We have our main R&D office, so development, customer support, and all the back office operations here in Vilnius, Lithuania. Yeah, I'm Lithuanian by myself. So,
excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Before we get into talking about e-commerce and some of the omnichannel marketing stuff that you're doing, give us a little bit more about your background.
Oh, my personal background. Actually, I have graduated political sciences back in the day, but never was working by my formal profession. Always was in business since I was, I guess, 22. Yeah, I was still studying at my, no, it's even 21 or something like this. So so I'm 36 now, just to have a perspective. So for already 15 years or so, I'm running different companies. So I can call myself a serial entrepreneur. Something like this, I guess.
That's what we do with political science degrees.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I have a minor in political science as well. And I don't think I'll be running for office anytime soon.
Same here, Jack. Same here. Yeah. You know, I guess you have the same experience. They teach you democracy and they teach you how to talk.
Right.
Public speaking, all that stuff. It's great. But I love marketing much more. I love IT and business in general, at least at my current stage of my life.
So. Yeah. So what led to the founding of the Omnisend platform?
Yeah, so I used to run a digital marketing agency serving customers, developing, starting from like websites to Facebook applications to running their email marketing. And back then we saw that e-commerce, as Omnisend is basically the tool which is made for online stores, online retailers, and D2C brands, so e-commerce stores. So we saw that there are specific needs and there are specific and unique opportunities for those kind of businesses, as vast majority of transactions for online stores are trackable online. So all the conversions are happening online, so you basically can track entire customer journey from a first visit to retention marketing activities to transactions, attribute properly, and all those things, which enables you to run much better, much more targeted, much more personalized campaigns towards your customers. So we saw that, okay, there is a specific niche which is rapidly growing, like e-commerce as a category is growing very rapidly.
Yes.
And there are some specific like opportunities which at that time when we launched the product more than 5 years ago, it was underserved, I would say. Now it's properly served, but there's still the market is growing so rapidly and we are being able to serve more and more customers every day.
And I assume as the name of the company implies, you're doing a lot of omni-channel marketing, all coming from different sources. Tell me why that's critical and how has that changed over the past few years?
Yeah, that's correct. It really implies that we have started as a email service provider for online stores for micro small businesses, then over time our customers were growing and we were growing, developing more and more robust features. Mm-hmm. And currently our sweet spot is something like still small but to mid-sized business, let's say 1 to 20 million in GMV. Mm-hmm. It's what we are aiming and where our customers can benefit from us the most, that kind of category. And so it's kind of a first part of our history. And the second is we saw that email, we strongly believe in email as a channel. It's still the most effective channel for customer retention. But augmenting email with other channels and adding those channels on top really help you to increase some of the like numbers and your results. Let's say on our customer base, those who are using at least three channels or more, they have 90% higher customer retention rate from those channels combined. So it's kind of, you almost double your customer retention by adding different channels. What I mean by other channels, it's SMS messages, is Facebook Messenger messages, WhatsApp messages, as well as web push notifications and synchronization with your Google and Facebook retargeting ads. Instead of running just, you know, somehow separate retargeting campaigns, you can put it on one flow and you know, utilize marketing, different marketing channels in the most effective way for your business and not to be intrusive for your customers. Because instead of running, you know, five different campaigns for five different channels, you can just put it all those different channels on a single flow. And what mm-hmm. do I mean by that? Just practical example. Jack is browsing our website. We know who Jack is. And he's visiting a product category, let's say cell phones. And we are able to identify that, and instead of running at the same time retargeting ads, SMS campaign, and email campaign, we start with email. If Jack does not come back and is ignoring email as a channel, we can send a message through like text message, maybe Facebook Messenger message, maybe start running a web push notification campaign or Google or Facebook retargeting ads, just one by one. In like the most preferred way for and the most preferred channel for that specific customer, which you're not overloading your customer with marketing messages. At the same time, you do it in much more cost-effective way for you as a business.
What I really like that you're saying is that it isn't all coming from one place. And I want to get a little deeper into, you know, the supposed death of email marketing in just a minute. Right. But I think even if you have someone like me who may ignore email marketing, having that email address of mine in your database allows for so much other types of marketing, including retargeting on Facebook and retargeting on other places. Right.
Yeah, that's correct. It's one piece. Another thing which we would really recommend still, like vast majority of marketers, then we think about subscriber. We think about email subscriber, and mm-hmm. we think about email subscribers list. So we are preaching like that we should change this understanding and to really expand it to subscriber is the one who is choosing either email or maybe choosing SMS as a channel or maybe choosing WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger as a channel. So it doesn't matter which channel permission to communicate do you have as a business, you have subscribers throughout different channels.
Right.
That's
communicating with them where they want you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
you allow customers to choose their preferred channel. Not you don't make a decision on behalf of them. You allow them to choose.
And I think that's what a lot of marketers are missing out on. They get focused on one thing that, you know, Google ads work or email works, and that's what we're going with. And they're missing out on the 80% of people who want something different. So I love that approach. Back to the email marketing real quick, because for years, every year, someone comes out and says, okay, email marketing is officially dead. And then we hear statistics like what you shared earlier, that it's not that, especially if you're using it in connection with some of these other channels. So what do you tell customers or brands that have decided that email marketing is gone?
Again, the statistics shows if you're running kind of a proper balance of different channels, acquisition versus retention. So email marketing drives 15 to 30% of online stores revenue, especially where you can measure it. So we can say, I mean, if you're offline business, so it's much more complicated to measure the impact of different channels. Yeah. But here it's like 15 to 30%. So it's really, really, really kind of decent amount decent proportion of your entire revenue you get on your online store. And again, adding other channels help you to sometimes double this number. So it's numbers doesn't lie. So all the online businesses who are online only or online first, they have no questions about email being a very effective channel. Still I see some kind of offline origin or offline first businesses which has online presence, so they sometimes a bit more skeptical about like email, about SMS marketing, as we kind of find it, they don't know how to measure things, etc., and they are kind of more conservative about that. And let's say they do have an entire mailing list of their loyal customers because they are issuing their offline loyalty cards.
Yeah,
and they're not using that list to drive traffic to their online store, which is a stupid thing to do. You should be lost
opportunity there. Sure.
So numbers doesn't lie, and I have no doubts. And you know, in those, I'm a strong believer of email for already 10 or a bit more years. So in those 10 years, everyone was kind of, social media was killing email and chats was killing email. But only now, although I'm a strong believer in omnichannel marketing, but what I say, still email is at the core and it should be augmented by other channels, but definitely not replaced by other channels.
What other channels are really working the best when you're augmenting your emails with those channels? You mentioned Facebook and SMS and WhatsApp. Are there other channels that you're using successfully as well? And of all of those things, where do you see the growth maybe for the next year?
Yeah, so I would say SMS. So Facebook used to be a very effective channel, but after this Cambridge Analytica scandal, they are limiting the capabilities of their messenger ads, let's say, or like two-way communication for promotional purposes with their customers or with your customers on Facebook channel. And SMS is really, I would say SMS is living its renaissance now. It's ROI on, although it's quite expensive channel comparing to, let's say, email.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, because for email, basically you pay for the tools like Omnisend or other tools, you pay for the mailing list and you can send like, I don't know, 12, 20 or however like campaigns per month for the same price. And the ROI usually is higher on like email, but on SMS, return on investment is huge as well, because for like two reasons here. First is still not so many brands, not so many online retailers are using this channel.
Right.
It's the first thing, and the second thing, SMS nowadays is really, really, really kind of. Click-through channel. Back in the days, that was really a spammy channel where you cannot unsubscribe very easily. Now in SMS, you just put the link, unsubscribe link, exactly the same as you put the link on your email message. So for the customer, it's much easier to make a decision to leave her or his phone number and to subscribe to SMS channel, because it's going to be very easy to opt out. It's a first thing, and the second thing, because a lot of transactions already happening on mobile devices. So SMS puts you through the entire funnel. You just click on the link. It opens your mobile website where you can conduct the transaction. So yeah, SMS is really living its renaissance.
And consumers are maybe getting more comfortable with doing business through a text versus maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's correct. And mainly because what I have mentioned, because it's much easier to opt out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's something I've thought about a lot recently, where you can opt out of a text very quickly, you know, stop and that's it. Whereas some other forms of communication, it feels like there's two or three steps you still have to go through, even though we shouldn't anymore. I can see that combination of SMS and email, maybe social on top of all of that.
Mm-hmm. One example I can mention, like very practical one for like SMS, it can be used not only for opt-in customers, not only for those who gave a consent. So transactional messages, if you're selling something online. So you can send an SMS, we have just dispatched your product, and we expect it to arrive tomorrow, and thanks, you got your order. And maybe after 1 week or 2 weeks, you send a text message asking to leave a feedback. It's not a promotional message. It will not be converting directly into a sale, but it's another opportunity to communicate with a customer and to raise your brand awareness. To get
one more touch in the customer journey along the way, right?
Exactly. And you don't even need to have a consent for marketing communication in those cases. And it's, again, let's say, you earn $50 from average shopping cart or shopping basket. So it's worth spending like 5 extra cents to sending those messages and to having like 2 or more free touch points with your customer.
I love that idea of more touch points, especially in different channels. And is there anything looking ahead into 2020? Are there new channels that you guys are experimenting with or exploring to maybe add to the channels that are working for you now?
Not yet. I would say, yeah, we will be focusing in like really deepen the integration of all those channels and like increasing the adoption rate across our existing customer base and really educating the market, as we still feel that this omnichannel concept, although more and more people are talking about that, but still we have this early adopters only using it. We didn't reach even early majority phase. So still a lot of job to bring it to the market.
Sure. And with all the channels you're working with now, Facebook, SMS, WhatsApp, which I'm sure is still, especially here in America, there's still just a fraction of the people that you could reach on WhatsApp are out there right now. There's still a lot more growth in those channels before we have to start thinking about new channels. So maybe that'll be a couple of years down the road.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be back in just a moment with some contact information in case anyone wants to reach out to read us with some more questions. First, a quick note. We talk a lot on this podcast about using digital marketing for franchise lead generation, and there's nobody that does that better than brand journalists. I've known these guys for over 10 years now, and they've become one of the most experienced and successful franchise development marketing firms in the industry. They've grown over 170 franchise brands and helped FranDevPros recruit over 10,000 franchise owners. And they do it with my favorite method, great storytelling on websites, targeted digital marketing. If you need any help with an emerging brand, or you want to breathe a little life into a legacy brand, or maybe you just want to create a ruckus, talk to brand journalists. They'll do a free audit of your website and your FranDev marketing. Check them out now at brandjournalists.com. Rytas Loris, thanks so much for joining me today. I've learned a lot about e-commerce and how to spread that out over other channels, not just email, but other places too. If our listeners would like to learn a little bit more about you and your platform, where can they find you?
Yeah, for sure. So platform itself, so visit www.omnisend.com. So probably this is the best way to find us. Or if you are on certain e-commerce platforms, Shopify, BigCommerce, Magento, or WooCommerce. So you can go to app stores, add-on, or plugin stores, however it's being called. So we have ready-made integrations there. Just plug and play as easy as that, and you can connect your online store with Omnisend. Yeah, so that's basically where you can find us and either start a free trial or book a demo, and we're going to guide you through the tool and show what capabilities can be offered by Omnisend. Yeah, and personally myself, so yeah, LinkedIn and Twitter. Okay. So yeah, Readers Lauris, just search after myself, and yeah, I'm always willing to connect with people from like marketing industry or e-commerce industry, yeah.
Excellent. We'll have links to those places on socialgeekradio.com so people can find you easily. Readers, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure as well.
And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.